The biggest statewide surprise in the GOP primary was the defeat of Railroad Commissioner Ryan Sitton. But Jim Ryan, who did little campaigning, Sitton can't be faulted for taking the race lightly. He campaigned hard. It's my opinion that as a lesser-known office, Jim Wright simply benefited from name ID. However, it's a bit disgusting that Republican voters would remember Fort Worthless Jim Wright in a positive manner, given he was the Democrat Speaker of the House from 87 to 89 and left office due to scandal. The most amazing and historic election performance was in Texas' 11th congressional district, covering 29 counties and including the cities of Midland, Odessa, and San Angelo. In the race to replace Midland's Conaway in Congress, 10 Republicans were on the ballot, and most all of them seriously campaigned. Several, including Odessa's Jamie Berryhill, Midland's J. Ross Lacey, and Brandon Batch, had major endorsements, and yet San Angelo's August Pfluger won the race outright with slightly more than 52% of the vote. In a distant second was Batch with only 15%, and no one else even made it to double digits. Given the nature of these districts, where each big vote center normally coalesces around their candidate, fearful of the congressman being from another part of the district, it's shocking that Pfluger performed as he did. Sure, Tom Green County and San Angelo coalesced behind him, but he pulled over 42% in Midland and almost 44% in Ector County. And that after admitting he didn't even vote in the key 2018 general election. Pfluger's performance was nothing less than stunning. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.